Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, today's day, June 26th. So the All-Star Game's only in a couple of weeks. We're not even at the halfway point. Now, we know the Mets season is over, but if you look at the American League right now, and I think things could change, especially with the Mariners, but you look at the American League, you can make a very fine argument that it's all over, that we know who the five teams are going to be that are going to go to the postseason months from now. We know the Yankees and the Red Sox are going to be there. That's a lock. That's a lock and a half. We know the Indians are going to win the Central. I mean, give me a break. Who the heck could challenge them? The second-place team, six games under 500. We know the Astros are in, and right now the Mariners are seven games up on the Angels and the Athletics. So they're, I mean, other than the divisional races, which matter, no doubt.
Oh, of course, right.
But the five playoff teams
seem pretty set.
June feels set.
Barring major collapses.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I wouldn't rule out is I don't know how good the Mariners truly are.
Right.
But I'm not sure the Angels are that good.
Right.
I think the A's are solid. I always thought they'd be better than people think, but what's that, 83 wins, something like that? The Rays have played a lot better recently. They're creeping closer to 500. So maybe somebody challenges for that last playoff spot. But the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Indians, and the Astros, it's just positioning, man, because they're all in. Right now, the Yankees are 51-25. The first team out in the American League would be the Angels and A's. The Yankees are 13 games ahead of them in the loss column. 13. So the Yankees would have to have, not that it's going to happen, this epic collapse for them not to at least be in the wild card game.
Please. It's a lock that the loser of Red Sox, Yankees in the division's in a wild card game. That's
and hosting the wild card game.
And hosting it.
Yeah.
Right. It's a lock.
And the Indians are a lock to win the Central, despite all their flaws, because that division is hot
and Houston's,
garbage.
Houston's winning that division.
They should win that division.
Right. They're certainly making the playoffs, Houston.
Yes. Yeah.
So no doubt.
The American League is eh. The National League, on the other hand, could be very crazy.
It could be. Yeah.
Could be crazy because the Nationals continue to just float right along.
I don't know who's winning the National League. I'm not so sure the Nationals are winning that division. I mean, it could be Atlanta. It could be the Phillies.
Sure.
Who knows? Won't be the Mets.
No, we know that. We're the Marlins. Mets and Marlins are out.
Right.
I would still put my money on the Nationals, but even the Central is interesting. The Brewers are 13 games above 500. Yeah. The Cubbies are
right
there.
Look what happened to the Cubs in Cincinnati, too.
Oh, yeah.
How about the Reds? Reds have actually played. Since Riggleman took over, they actually have played like basically 500 ball.
Yeah, they've caught the Mets.
Yeah. Well, it's not hard to do.
Not saying much.
I mean, the Mets are in like beyond free fall anymore.
They may fall behind the Marlins.
But it's a learning. As Mickey Callaway says, we're learning. It's a learning experience.
You know, Mickey should stop talking.
He really
does. That'd be my advice.
He's killing himself with
some
of the comments.
He would be better off saying, you know what, guys, gals, cover the Mets. I can't speak anymore.
Yeah.
I can't talk because anything I say is going to make it worse.
I mean, he really is. He's lost. Mickey Callaway's lost.
Completely.
Yep.
And yesterday, I mean, to watch Luis Guillerme.
No, he's not a major league player.
Oh, my. Talk about not being ready.
I mean, what are we doing here?
He killed him defensively.
Killed him.
Poor Seth Lugo. How many outs does Seth Lugo need to get?
It cost him a game. It did.
And the Mets, they have a fork when they lose these games. They're either going to frustrate you and keep things interesting or make things interesting, or they're just going to get embarrassed. And the last couple of days, the last two games, they've taken the fork of making things interesting. Because Wilmer, it's a home run. It's 5-4.
Right.
The next guy, I think Conforto walked on four pitches.
Yep.
I'm thinking, wow, they may win this game.
Yeah, hello.
No. Nope.
Well, I tell you what, when Wilmer hit the 3-run homer, I said, you know what? This is the worst thing he could have done because now the rally's over. No, I swear to God, he would have been better off getting like a double up the alley than hitting that 3-run homer.
Yeah, you're right.
I hate to say that, but I mean, that's exactly how I felt. Oh, great, he hit 3-run homer. We're still losing. That was my thought process.
But the next hitter draws a
4-pitch
walk.
And then Batista gets it. And then how about this? Then
Batista gets ahead
3-0 and strikes out.
I think on ball four, if I'm not mistaken. Is that the one that was bounced? Yeah.
I think it was,
and then his dribble bounces into a double play, and then they're done.
They are like a double play machine.
Oh God,
I mean it's unbelievable.
It's so bad.
Oh, they stink.
I mean, think about this. They could fall behind the Marlins,
bro.
The Marlins,
they stink. They've lost what? How many? What is it?
Seven in a row.
No, I know that. But at home, what is it, like 16 out of 17?
Something like that.
I mean, are you serious? They're 12 games under 500 at home. Are you serious?
It's becoming...
It's a disgrace.
It's becoming comical.
No, it's really a disgrace. There's no other way
to say. I think that ownership, I know they're not going to say anything, but what they may have to do, and I can't believe it's going to come to this, is they may have to dump Sandy before the deadline. They may have to do their search and find a new GM soon. I know they won't. They won't do that. They're going to let Sandy sell off whatever decrepit pieces they have.
I'm telling you, if they did that, they're only going to promote some guy from within. That's what they're going to do.
Well,
I'd be stunned if they didn't do that.
Well, pick your poison. Either they promote someone from within, which would be
awe-inspiring. Unless it's Omar.
Or Omar.
And I don't think it'll be him.
Or if they go on a search, the search is led by Jeff Wilpon. I don't trust him to make a right decision on this.
How could you?
So pick your poison. That's what it comes down to.
It's so hard to watch these games.
Well, when you think it's going to get worse, it gets worse. It can't get worse.
It's worse. It can't be. And now you got Nimmo. Who knows about him?
Nah, he's fine. He pinch ran yesterday and stayed in the game. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll go on the deal tomorrow.
I get
he comes back, pinch runs, stays in the
but
game.
But it would be nice. Look, we know about Cespedes. He just doesn't want to play baseball in my mind anymore. I don't think we're going to see him the rest of the year. Can Syndergaard come back and play and pitch?
Because at least when Noah's on the mound, and obviously when Jake's on the mound, they become exciting.
Well, at least you can
those guys are exciting, right?
Let's see how they're going to blow the game for them this time.
Exactly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.